Yes, please. What can we do? Very good question. As the lady was saying just now, there are so many different views on mass and no mass transmission, how it is done. They will even talk about transmission in the air and so on. An important point, even when you look at the overall figures globally, the percentage of persons who have actually died is really quite small. I look at even what is happening in Barbados, and you see, well, people have gone into quarantine, and within 2 weeks, they are released. So my question is really not to health officials, but I'm trying to consider what is it that we are doing or not doing within the quarantine sector that is allowing people to come back out. They haven't died. They were asymptomatic, but in 2 weeks they are out and well the same way. Is there some little vaccine we had in here that the others don't know about? Is there between the sunlight and maybe the I don't know what else. What are the techniques we are using that people are recovering? The percentage of death is so low that, I don't know where we're going to go in terms of getting the problem. So I am not in the health department. But let me say that the guy, Mr. Sobers, spoke to his sector of agriculture. And what I did not say previously is that there are several sectors which will be influenced and affected quite differently. The janitorial people will have a definite upsurge in business. Technology will definitely have an upsurge in business, transport and delivery. General services like security and human resource management, the legal fraternity. These are areas that I can see an uptake, definite uptake for businesses in those sectors. But there are other sectors that will suffer terribly, especially in general services. So I don't know what else I can put forward there, but I think we have to find a plan B. The businesses that are really out to sea have to find a plan B. I mean, for my business, we are into tutoring and drumming. Maybe we do some strategic planning. We can also look at translating documents, Spanish and French.
Right.
There are other areas that we are already there, but we have also gone into offering bands for different events, not just to band and still walking on, move past that and going into other areas. I really hope that we get some uptake in that area. So that's for my department, but I have highlighted many other sectors that will definitely see an upsurge simply because of COVID. So there are pluses and there are minuses.
I've received a WhatsApp message with someone indicating that for us to get this under control, the Prime Minister is going to have to send out some checks to everyone, perhaps reintroduce the alphabetization policy, and provide a lot of financial support to people in terms of paying bills and varied types of financial support. Is there a particular type, or are there particular types of financial support that you would like to see to assist your sector, Mr. Willock? Wait.
Yes, I would definitely like to see that support, and I don't think it should be channeled through the NCF. I think there's need to identify the businesses properly registered, find out the composition of those businesses, find out who are the people who have actually suffered and will need to get some sort of a stimulus check, a grant, not something like a loan that you need to pay back further down the road, because we don't know what further down the road it's going to be like. I already made the suggestion that for businesses at Fund Access that are really struggling and may have had something that they some sort of owing of some debt procedure, but I can see debt forgiveness. Don't give them a grant. Do the debt forgiveness, and then you don't have to look to be paying back that money plus the interest further down the road. That can be used as a grant. I know businesses that have had to scale down tremendously, like me. I had to get rid of my landline and stuff because everybody using cell phone now. So why would I keep paying for a landline when I can't? So there are things you have to do to weather the storm. And I am hoping that there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Sobers, what is your perspective?
I tend to let it keep it simple. And for me, there are two sides of the story. One is called monitoring management, which I thought we had done very well up to 2 weeks ago. And all of a sudden that happened. So I believe in terms of the subjects have done a very good job, they understand it. So it happened, but they need to get it right. Give them some time, and hopefully they will get it right. Because I want to put my time on where it's better suited to me and my people in relation to business development, small and medium-sized business development. So I want to see environment created so that I then could do my investment, support the person who produces, so you could sell it in the retail industry. Now, I know that needs income, and therefore, perhaps you might say, well, but give people support check. I leave that to the policymakers. All I'm saying is, help us develop the native environment, to develop the investment in our business now, so that when things improves perhaps within 12 or 18 months, then we could take care and move ahead and create a level of growth that we need to see in. So I'm saying that what we have been doing in relation to our enterprise is looking to invest not only in physical plant, also the technology. In relation to the website, social media, social marketing, because that will allow us to really promote ourselves and market ourselves, and that is really the future, that we could sell more of what we are hoping to buy locally from our local producers and sell. For example, at Christmas Day, there were some situations where persons overseas cannot get home, but they want to really provide stuff for their family. So they would call and say, well, can I want our X, Y, and Z? Now, we do not have a way online buying, but you put together the package for them, and you send the call to transfer the money to your bank account. And then it's transferred, you make a delivery. That was an easy way of doing small scale delivery. When that ever gets bigger, it gets complex. So you really need to move that from that level of operation to a level of online, although online. Like selling has tremendous costs by fees, merchant fees, and therefore it's not as cheap as one would think. It carries a very premium cost. So one has to be very clear as a small medium-sized enterprise going into online buying, and then is the website upkeep, is the market level support, is additional cost. So you need to do a scale of business to support that sort of thing. So while that might be good for some businesses, it's not good for everybody. So all I'm saying is for me, I want to work with my stakeholders through greater collaboration and cooperation to build a native environment that allows where to do the investment and create the level of platform that would take us through this thing and into the future.
I'm glad that you mentioned this because I think that this is really something we need to consider if we are looking forward. So some of the things that COVID-19 has exposed is the way in which are the ways in which we have businesses, we have people who have skills, who have talents, who have things to offer, but who may have difficulties getting some of these things online. So you may be a performer, but you don't necessarily know how to deal with the online element or perhaps the marketing. What can we do to get to this place? It's okay to be good at your farming, but how are you going to get the capacity required or make the connections so that you can get your products, not just to the local market, but to international markets using the sorts of technologies and platforms that we have available. Is this a serious challenge for your...
It's kind of a cost, because it's not cheap, for example, to set up your web-based platforms. I mean, it went from a minimum of $10,000 to $50,000 up to wherever. So $10,000 is not small. It's a lot of money for small businesses. And that's only to put up the website. Then going online selling is another set of costs. So I wouldn't want to say it's cheap. But it's something, if you're serious, you have to have in your mind and have to be aim and a main objective in order to build the capacity. Not only build capacity, but at the level of scale, get at the level of scale or skills for sales. Because some of the app perhaps would need to do maybe have $1 million minimum sales. So it means then that one, you have to look for investment. And very often some of the small people don't have that level. The level of investment required might be prohibited. So you might need them to have to then collaborate with somebody else. As I said, we have not shown a leg before. But going forward, we're going to have to consider to get the level of scale. So make it something that not that, because you go to business not only to make profit, but to pay yourself a salary. So in order to do that, you have to be at a skill that allows to pay the next year's salaries. And firstly, skills, if not full-time skills and talent, at least part-time skills or professional services. And then we think even the small business owners will have to come and look to see what can they do in terms of collaboration, cooperating, or set a level of service to really pull a set of service together again at a cost that then they can offer to their clientele. So allow them to grow up, not grow up, to grow out, to grow out the level that makes sense. Very often people are at such a low level that it doesn't really make economic sense. They have to move beyond that over time and go into that. And you therefore have to understand what you need, what is needed in relation not only to the skills, the talent, the organization platforms, level marketing, social marketing also brings a level cost, but it's cheaper than really traditional marketing. So there's things that we have to sit down together, discuss, and come up with own solutions among ourselves. In relation to stakeholders, we need the small business association, in grouping our personal representation, our representatives, to look in terms of how best we can bring about this transformation at a cost that is affordable to all the membership.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Willock, is there anything you would like to come in on based on what Mr. Sobers has said?
Well, not really. I think he's offering some good points, especially the fact that $10,000 investment is rough for a small business. I just got a message there from a guy. He said he hasn't worked from March, and he wants to know if there's any organization that could help him pay his bills. These are the facts of the matter. You want people to remain, to stay into the area of being legal and legitimate in whatever they do. And so when you have people struggling in a particular way, then things may be done that would not normally be done. And I don't mean of a positive nature, because when the nitty-gritty, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of owing this thing, the next thing, electricity turn off, the water turn off. Well, they say they're not supposed to turn off those things, but at the end of the day, you still owe the money. Mm-hmm. You're not getting it. I mean, for our organization, we were fortunate enough, I would say fortunate, that like coming into March, stuff that we would have done for January and February and halfway in March, we were able to send a donation to assist that drive to help people in their households that was put out by the Prime Minister's office. We were able to send a measurable amount of funds because we saw the importance of being able to help households. But as time has passed now and we are in the same doldrums, this is why we're now looking for somebody to give us a donation. It's very rough. Like I said, again, I'm speaking to a specific category of small business, and I have already highlighted many others that I know are flourishing because of COVID.
Okay. Thank you so much for your interventions. I think we have time that we could sneak in one more call. So let's go to the phone lines. Brass Tack Sunday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Quickly, let's know with just a couple of minutes. I have to speed up. Now, from what I've gleaned from the whole program, the one thing that has been left with me is that 100-something persons testing positive. Now, energy is so precious in this regard. Energy has to be spent properly now going forward. And that thing about not many persons die, one person dying from COVID is one too many. I don't understand what is the remark about not so many persons have died from COVID. When over, you hear the mayhem of the world, a piece of person dying like flies. I can't follow. Our energy has to be concentrated now on this 160 going forward for Barbados. And anybody that is feeling ill should try to get medical attention as quickly as possible to try to help the government and the medical authorities to combat the situation. I'm sorry, I couldn't say a lot more. And the message that was read about the checks was not fully read out because the person is saying they still improve to be effective in what they wanted to say. I wish that message could be read about the checks given out, etc. I regard you, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you. I can read this message in full. For us to get this under control, the Prime Minister is going to have to send out some checks to everyone, institute the alphabet policy, I believe that's in relation to shopping, and tell people to go and buy groceries, pay a month's rent, water, etc. About 300 by 200,000 equals six. We're out of time. So it is a point that basically talks about providing assistance to people and having the island on shutdown for 2 weeks to a month, which is a suggestion. I would really like to thank our guests who joined us on a Sunday. I would like to thank all of you who have listened, all who have called in. We appreciate your calls, even if we don't always agree. Thanks to those who participated via WhatsApp. And I would really like to thank everyone who is working on the front lines, as we now call them, whether this is in the medical profession, in healthcare, if you're working at the labs, in tourism, thank you all for the hard work you've done. Please stay safe. And I really wish good health to all of those who have been recently diagnosed with COVID and to their families to persevere. This has been Brass Tack Sunday. Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for so ably producing today's show, and all the best to everyone.